Hi, this is a dictation for Tanveer Nazir. T like Tom, A-N, V like Victor, E-E-R. Last name Nazir, N-A-Z-I-R. Date of birth is 5/22/1975. Date of accident 7/23/2023. The patient is self-referred and his chief complaints are automobile accident leading to severe pain in the neck, left shoulder, lower back, with radiation to left arm and both legs, with numbness and tingling. Pain in the right foot. History of the automobile accident. The patient reports that the patient was involved in an automobile accident on 7/23/2023 at 5:30 a.m. in the morning. He was a resident driver. He was alone in the car, and the accident happened on East Detroit at Hayes and Seymour. H-A-Y-E-S and Seymour, S-E-Y-M-O-U-R. The accident happened as follows. The patient was traveling in a van, and he was going westbound on Seymour, S-E-Y-M-O-U-R. On a green light, he was falling through, crossing the intersection. The other driver did not stop on his red light. This caused a T-bone accident on the frontal driver's side. And also was hit on the rear bumper after the car spun 180 degrees due to the impact. The damage to the car was completely total. front end is damaged, including the bumper. And the engine department and radiator, axle. The patient reported that he was wearing seatbelt and the airbag was deployed, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and patient was taken to the hospital by ambulance. All of this accident resulted due to the other driver crossing through the red light on Hayes. The injury is reported as follows. The patient, after the impact, felt dazed and he had a blackout. His head was spinning. Left rib hit into the door. Left shoulder to the left. The left shoulder hit into the seat belt holder, and right shoulder to the steering wheel. And no direct trauma to the chest, pelvic, or abdomen. History of presenting illness. The patient report that he is suffering from headaches, which is mostly located in the front and back, to the tune of 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And the headaches are present daily. The headaches are moderate to severe, and they are infrequent, off and on, and occasionally sensitive to the light and not to the noise. Not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI reported are dizziness. However, the patient denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, taste problem, smell problem, balance problems, or concentration focus problem. Patient denies any vision problem, chewing problem, or facial pain, or any other issue. No incontinence is reported, no blood vision. In addition, patient suffers from pain in the left side of the neck that is constant, along with pain in the left shoulder, making it difficult for him to lift the shoulder beyond 110 degrees of abduction. Also, pain in the lower back is reported. Patient does not have any pain in the middle of the back. The pain in the neck is radiating to the left arm, involving all the fingers from thumb to the little finger, all five of them, with constant numbness and tingling. The lower back pain is reported to be shooting down to the posterior part of the thigh, buttocks, and legs, involving both the feet and toes, all the five toes. There is a lot of pain in the right ankle as well, reported by the patient. The radiation of the pain in the left arm involves front and the back and is globe-like fashion, involving all the dermatome. In the lower extremity, it is the S1 and S2 dermatome fashion. The patient reports that the numbness and tingling is constant in the legs as well as in the arm, and he has a weakness also, as well as numbness tingling, which is constant, affecting his ADLs. These pains are shooting down every 30-40 minutes. He reports that he walks a half a block, and he can sit okay and stand okay, but he cannot walk. He has a constant pain on walking, and he can sleep okay. So far, the patient reports that these pains are continuous and are described as shooting, sharp, cramping, heavy, and pains are varying from 9 to 10 in severity of a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing, coughing, walking, and improved by lying down. So far, patient has had X-rays, MRI, CT scan, according to him, at the hospital when he was admitted on the day of accident. Past treatment: on the day of accident, patient reports that he was admitted to St. John ER. He was taken by the ambulance. The hospital is on the east side of the Detroit on Morris Street. For a day, he was there for more than 10 hours. X-ray, ultrasound, CT scan were done. After that, he was admitted to Garden City Hospital on 8-4-2023 for ongoing severe pain. He underwent CT scan of the lumbar, cervical, and thoracic spine. He has a neurosurgery appointment, and he was given Toradol and Norco tablets. Since then, he has not had any severe treatment. He was told that he has a fracture of a transverse process. However, he doesn't know the details, and we will be waiting for the reports to be arriving from the hospital. But the ER discharge does say, ER instructions do say about a transfer process fracture. The past system review, all negative, nothing contributory. Surgical history, non-contributory. Allergies, none. Family history: mother is alive, with suffering from diabetes type 2. Father is deceased due to the MI. No brother, sisters. Relationship status: patient is married, lives with three daughters who are all okay. Employment status: patient drives a cab, and he is self-employed, and he is not on any disability. Patient legal history, none. Personal history: patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs, and he has a problem with the sleep, mood, depression, but denies any problem with anxiety, suicidal thought, or homicidal thought. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure of 178/122, pulse is 58, pulse ox is 100. The height is 5 feet 5 inches and weight is 170. This is a 48-year-old Pakistani male of a average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor, and appears to be mildly anxious but not lethargic. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk without using any cane independently, but with some pain, no limping. The gait is not antalgic, and there is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, which is normal, musculature examination, except for the paraspinal muscles from in the bilateral paraspinal muscle from T5 to L5, and quadratus lumborum muscle on the left side. Rest of the muscles are in normal tone and bulk and contraction without fasciculation, clonus, or abnormal tremors. No other muscle spasm, tenderness, atrophy is noticed. Couple trigger points are noticed at the paraspinal muscle region next to the left side of the spine from T5 to L5, two to three of them, which are reproducible tenderness. Musculoskeletal examination on inspection, the entire spine has a normal curvature and alignment, and no scars are noticed. Oh, in the musculature examination, please do mention the posterior cervical musculature, capital cervical musculature, scalene muscles, and sternocleidomastoid muscle, the cervical part of it, is injured, is in spasm, especially more on the left side than the right. In musculoskeletal examination, the inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, the tenderness is noticed in the area of T5, T6, T7, T8, 9, and T10. And paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed bilaterally on the T5 to L5 with several trigger points noticed, especially towards the left side. Quadratus lumborum muscle also is in spasm on the left side with 2 plus hypertonicity, 1 mild tenderness, and trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. The forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, left side flexion is 30, right side flexion is 45, rotation is limited to 40 degrees. In the lumbar region, the forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine. Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign is negative. Lermer test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Soto-Hall test is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 35 degrees. Bilaterally. Contralateral leg rest test is positive. Prager test was negative. Kemp test was positive. Femoral nerve stretch test negative. Babinski sign was negative. Sacroiliac joint are found non-tender. And iliac compression standing flexion test, distraction test negative. Faber test, Gonsalon test negative. Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities, no positive finding except for the left shoulder. There is no muscle weakness or motor weakness, no sensory component. Left ankle, left knee are all normal. Left hip is normal. And in the examination of the left shoulder, on inspection, the shoulder appears quite normal with no sign of contusion, laceration, swelling, fracture. No dislocation. And on palpation, there are no tender points, except some pain is reported in the rotator cuff region. Range of motion, so passive motion is normal. Active motion is limited to 110 degrees of abduction. Muscle strength is 4x5 in the left arm, especially on abduction. Special tests were conducted for rotator cuff testing and Hawking-Kennedy test and empty beer can test, near test, and speed test were found positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test was also positive. Drop arm test was negative. Diagnosis. In general, 110. V8 9.2 XST. T like Tom 07. R531. S 09.9 0XA. M62.838, Z79.898, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, M51.24, M54.08, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine none. Plan of care for Tanveer Nazir is from the template. The treatment plan, physical therapy, yes, patient is ordered a physical therapy for cervical, thoracic, lumbar region, and possibly the left shoulder, and 3 times per week. There is a fracture of the transverse process of L4 possibly, but it is not confirmed. Traction massage has been ordered. And the disability certificate is for work disability, housework replacement, attended care 4 hours, 7 days is ordered, transportation is ordered, case management is ordered. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications, Mobic 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. The Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Elavil 50 milligram at night for help with the GAD disorder, sleep and depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, help in pain relief. Xanax 0.5 milligram for occasional panic and anxiety. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for for pain relief, headaches, nerve injury, headache, brain injury or TBI. Furoset 1 or 2 6-hour PRN for severe headaches. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Narcotic analgesics, yes, patients provided with Tylenol with codeine number 4 twice a day, PRN for for pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry. If the panic and depression become worse, patient can visit a psychiatrist. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records are being awaited. None have been available. Interventional pain procedure, none are being considered. Surgical options are none. Neuropsychiatric evaluation, yes. Patient is being referred to neuropsychiatry for evaluation. Provision of attended care, patient is provided 4 hours of attended care. Case worker has been ordered as per patient request. Past medical records have been ordered released from the two hospitals. Investigation. None are being ordered because we are awaiting the hospital records. DMEs. Patient is provided a back brace and also a cold pack to help him with the fracture of the L4 spine. Investigation, okay. And then education is yes. Weight loss program, yes. And disabilities discussed, follow visit in 15 days. direct contact here. The additional information, please mention that patient was provided a compounding cream for severe neuropathic pain and a naltrexone, NALTREXONE, 1 milligram every 12 hours, or 60 tablets were provided for further pain relief. Could you please also mention that the left sacroiliac joint was found tender? The left sacroiliac joint had a positive Faber test and a Gonsalan test. And in the diagnosis, please mention left sacroiliitis is positive. I had said that the sacroiliac joint was non-tender mistakenly. Please add that. And in the diagnosis, please put M46.1, S33.4XXA. Thank you very much.